This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanna's 3-day official visit to India from tomorrow. Department of Survey launches Merukitta mobile application with feature to provide land-related services from homes. Government initiates revising school-level national curriculum framework. And Israel and Lebanon agree to implement ceasefire if Hezbollah stops attacks. Now the news in detail. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanna is paying an official visit to India from the 5th to the 7th of June at the cordial invitation of Minister of External Affairs of India, Dr. S. Jaishankar. Issuing a press note, Foreign Ministry said the Foreign Minister during the visit will hold a formal meeting with Minister of External Affairs of India, Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. The two sides will discuss issues of mutual interest with a view to enhancing cooperation across key areas including trade, investment, connectivity, energy and people-to-people ties. As part of regular exchange of high-level visits, this visit is expected to consolidate the enduring and multifaceted bilateral relations between Nepal and India. The minister is scheduled to return home on the 7th of June. The Department of Survey has launched the Merukitta mobile application. The app was officially launched today in the presence of Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation and Federal Affairs and General Administration, Pratibha Rawal. Through the application, citizens will be able to access land-related services from their homes. According to the Department of Survey, users can apply online for services such as map printing, field book extracts, plot register extracts and field delineation. After registration, the system provides a one-time password OTP allowing service seekers to track the status of their applications regularly using their mobile number and OTP. The department also stated that the application includes facilities for paying service fees and revenue through eSeva, Khalti and Connect IPS. In addition to the mobile application, the Merukitta service is also available through a web version. On the occasion, Minister Rawal expressed commitment to further expanding technology-friendly services to strengthen digital governance. A task force formed to revise the school-level national curriculum framework has begun works. The revision follows the decision of the meeting chaired by Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel on the 24th of April. The panel coordinated by Professor Dr. Balchandra Luitel, Dean of School of Education in Kathmandu University, has been mandated to revise the curriculum in a way it would cater education that pays heed to national needs along with democratic values. The task force is given 5 months' term to prepare a report, thereby furnishing recommendation. The report would make recommendations that helps review and restructure the school education, according to task force member Dr. Meenakshi Dahal. The Ministry of Education has already decided to close the internal examination system up to grade 5 from the upcoming academic year. Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Badi, has said that caste-based untouchability and discrimination are obstacles to a democratic and advanced society. Addressing a program organized today by the National Dalit Commission on the occasion of the National Day for the Elimination of Caste-Based Discrimination and Untouchability, Minister Badi clarified that the contribution of the Dalit community to Nepal's democratic movement has been significant. Meanwhile, Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal has asserted that the federal parliament is committed for the effective implementation of the rights of the Dalit community managed in Article 40 of the Constitution. The speaker said it was responsibility of the state, political parties, civil society, media, educational institutions and all citizens to end the racial discrimination and untouchability not only of the government. Three people were killed after a Bolero pickup jeep met with an accident in the Shahid Marg Road at Biankola in Ghartigaon Ward No. 2 of Madi Rural Municipality, Rolpa. According to the area police office, Ghartigaon, the deceased have been identified as the driver, approximately 25-year-old Bir Bahadur Chaudhary of Desahi Ward No. 7 of Ghorahi Submetropolitan City, Dang, approximately 40-year-old Jiudhan Chaudhary, originally from Shirgaon Ward No. 7 of Dangisharan Rural Municipality and currently residing in Ward No. 14 of Ghorahi Submetropolitan City, and his wife, approximately 38-year-old Kamala Chaudhary. Police said the Bolero pickup jeep, which was carrying construction materials including corrugated sheets, cement and plastic pipes, was found about 500 to 600 meters below the road after plunging off the roadway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Daily life has been affected in many districts of Nepal's Tarai region due to rising temperatures and a heat wave that has persisted over the past few days. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said that while there is a possibility of moderate rainfall in the country's hilly and mountainous regions, the heat wave is likely to continue for a few more days in Madhes province and the Tarai areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israel and Lebanon have agreed to renew their fragile ceasefire and create a number of pilot security zones inside Lebanon in which Hezbollah operatives would be banned, the US Department has announced. The BBC cited a joint statement as saying the agreement as contingent on a complete cessation of attacks by the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah, among other conditions. The three countries also rejected any attempt by any state or non-state actor to hold Lebanon's future hostage. The agreement was announced in Washington on Wednesday after Israeli strikes killed at least 9 people in southern Lebanon and Hezbollah fired rockets in northern Israel. Lebanese state media reported that Israeli strikes continued in the south of Lebanon on Thursday, with at least one strike causing casualties. At least 11 Palestinians have been killed, including women and children, and dozens wounded in Israeli airstrikes across Gaza City, according to medical sources and eyewitnesses. According to the BBC, Israeli aircraft struck at least 4 residential buildings in the Sheikh Radwan and Tel Al-Hawa neighborhoods and Shati refugee camp in the early hours of Thursday, causing powerful explosions and panic among residents. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi, Madhes province and the Himalayan region of the country. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the hilly region, while mainly fair weather is likely over the remaining Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places in Koshi province and at one or two places in Madhes and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal's 3-day official visit to India from tomorrow. Department of Survey launches Meru Kitta mobile application with feature to provide land-related services from homes. Government initiates revising school-level national curriculum framework. and Israel and Lebanon agree to implement ceasefire if Hezbollah stops attacks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.